Blog Talk Radio.
How many really thank the Lord for being alive here tonight?
KFC's Honey Mustard Barbecue, Georgia Gold.
No, tell them about Nashville Hot.
Who said that?
Nashville Hot.
I will wash your mouth out with sweet and tangy chicken.
Try it, you gon' prove it.
Georgia Gold.
Nashville Hot.
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 What have I become? Try both, Georgia Gold and Nashville Hot at KFC.
Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. I thank the Lord
Hallelujah, that I am still alive. Praise God on tonight. This is Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. You have tuned into CARE Radio Network. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and it is a blessing to be on the airwaves once again tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as you know, it is Wednesday night. Hallelujah. And on Wednesday nights, we feature the Fellowship of Unity, hosted by our very own Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God, hallelujah, for the Fellowship of Unity and Pastor Ray. And they are on the line tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for them. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So I hope everybody out there listening, I hope everybody out there that called in is ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. So without further ado, praise God on tonight, I am going to turn it over to Pastor Ray Thurman, praise God, of the Fellowship of Unity. Pastor Ray, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Man, I was listening to that song, thank God, on tonight. I was listening to that song, huh? And I second that emotion. Prevost just said in the song, just sang, I'm so glad to be alive tonight. Oh, it's a beautiful thing to be alive on tonight. Thank God that all of you are alive at this present time and that we are alive and well. Because it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? I thank and praise God on tonight for each and every one that has tuned in to Blog Talk Primetime broadcast on tonight. Thank and praise God for Elder Prevost. Thank and praise God for all Fellowship of Unity that have tuned in on tonight. And we thank God that Fellowship of Unity is under the chosen generation of Fellowship of Churches with our chief apostle B.A. Thomas on tonight. We thank God for her. We thank God for Minister B.J. We thank God for Evangelist Bernie and Apostle Davis. We just thank God for all of you on tonight as we come in unity to serve the Lord and hear what God, thus say the Lord, has to say on tonight. Thank God for CARE Radio Broadcast Network. We thank God for Bishop Page and Bishop Alexis. We thank God for powerful men of God. We just lift up the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for all that is on the line on tonight. Truly, saints, it's a blessing to be alive on tonight. We can't take nothing for granted because it had not been for the Lord. We don't know where we would be or even exist today had he not set us free out on the cross. Amen. So I just give all honor and reverence to our holy God. I honor my wife on tonight. Thank God for her. Thank God for our children and grandchildren on tonight. We just go have a good time in the Lord. It's a truly good and pleasant to be in the presence of the saints. We thank God, and more importantly, in presence of the mighty God, our Master, our Savior. Thank God on tonight that we closed in our right mind out there in radio land. We want to welcome you also. We want to lift you up, and we want to encourage you on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to just be a blessing tonight, even out there in radio land, that something will be said to quicken your spirit and amen and change your life on tonight. And that is our intent on tonight, to give you the word of God, give you your food. I know you eat your Kentucky Fried Chicken and Popeyes and all Whataburger and all these places, you know, but that's your natural refreshments and nourishments. But we want to give you your spiritual on tonight. Amen. So we just want to bless the listeners out there on tonight. Thank and praise God. We won't be before you long on tonight. And We just want to continue to lift up the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we, our lineup is going to consist on today. Our scripture, opening scripture reading, we will have our opening scripture reading on today. And that then we will have open the lineup for testimonies and praise reports on today. And then we will have our announcements, and then we will go in right into the word on tonight. Amen. So we just thank and praise God for all that he's doing on tonight in our lives. And we just want to continue just to lift up his holy name on tonight. Amen. So as we go forth on tonight, can we we want to lift up can we get our scripture reading on tonight? Is Evangelist Burnett on tonight? Amen. So we're going to come out of the book of Deuteronomy on tonight, and that will be from Deuteronomy 32, and the word of the Lord reads, and that will be verse 30. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30. If you have your Bibles, please turn to this passage and go along with me. And the word of the Lord reads, "And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith." May the Lord add a blessing to the reader and hearer and doer of his most holy word. Amen. And so we thank God for the scripture reading. We know that the word of the Lord is true on tonight and always going to be true, the word of the Lord. So we thank God for his word in our lives and resonating and written and inscribed in our hearts on tonight. We thank God for his word. And so we're going to move at this time to our announcements. We're going to take our announcements on tonight and make our announcements. And the announcements are tonight we're going to transition over to True Bible Ways Ministry. That is anchored by Minister BJ from Chosen Generation. That number is 774-220-4000, and the code is 01191978. Again, that's 774-220-4000, and the code is 01191978. That's at 7:30 tonight, 9:30 Central, and 12:30 Eastern Time. Amen. And then tomorrow we back in the morning, Thursday morning. We back on Fellowship of Unity. Line, that number is 774-220-4000, and the code is 786-7473. And we will be on What Does Holiness Mean to You? So we will be on in the morning. We will have a speaker. We will have a good time in the Lord on What Does Holiness Mean to You and How to Live Holy, and what does God expect us to do, to live in our life, is to live holy. Amen. So that's at 6:30 in the morning, and on Friday we on at 6 a.m. And so tomorrow also, Thursday, we in Thursday evening, we had a Fellowship in Action with Evangelist Marie Brown on Chosen Generation. That's it. Number is also 774-220-4000, and the code is 01191978. And also, we own tomorrow live broad talk radio also with Evangelist Willie Davis will be going forth on tomorrow. We want to support him also. And that is right here on this CARE Network broadcast at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Also, that number is 646-668-2435. And then Friday, we back again with the Chosen Generation at 7 p.m. We're going live with Evangelist Deborah Johnson for the first hour. And for the second hour, we will have our national apostle, York J. Milton, will go forth for the second hour. Amen. And so those are completed announcements on tonight. We're going to move forward and open the line up for your testimony, praise report, or even prayer requests. Will there be any comments on the goodness of the Lord tonight? The line is open.
Praise God, praise God. I just want to say that God is good. This is Elder Prevost. God is good. Everything God says he's going to do, he is in the process. It is already done. Praise God, hallelujah. And I just thank God for all the blessings that he's bringing in each and every one of our lives. I'm thanking God, hallelujah, for the progression of ministry and each and every one of our ministries. And I just want to keep lifting God up and giving him the praise because he is truly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Amen. Elder Prevost, amen. He's truly doing a work in your life. Thank God for you on tonight. Will there be another one on the goodness of the Lord? Praise report, a testimony, or even a prayer request? Will there be another?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Giving all reverence to my Heavenly Father and giving honor to all that is on the line and to our radio land, I thank God for another day. I thank God that he allowed me to go into a deep sleep and woke me up fresh this morning. And I just thank God that I had a beautiful day, have been on the freeways and byways, but God has taken me and brought me back safe and sound. No accidents, no mishaps, no tickets. And I thank him for help, and I thank him for strength. I thank him for his word. I thank him for his son that he sent and that died up on the cross and went down to the pit of hell and was preached a revival and then came back up on that third day with power. And I thank him because he said that same power that he had, we have that same power today. So I thank God for the power, for the anointing, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank him for opening my eyes and that I may be able to see. I thank God that he has opened my ears that I can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. I thank God for being good. I thank him for the favor that he has placed upon my life. So I thank God. I thank him with all that's within me. Thank you, Minister Ray and Elder Prevost. God bless you, Radio Land, and everyone that is on the line tonight. Blessings to you.
Amen. Amen. Chief Apostle Thomas, that is our Chief Apostle, B.A. Thomas. We thank God for her being on the line tonight. Will there be another testimony, praise report, or prayer request on the goodness of the Lord tonight? Well, I thank and praise God. I thank God for waking me up this morning. First of all, start me on my day, closed in my right mind, taking nothing for granted. Thank God for my wife and children is woke. No frantic phone calls on tonight or throughout this day. And truly, she had a great time today. I had a great time today with her today. And Minister BJ, we had a great time today. 4 hours, we had a great time, and I just thank and praise God because he is a restorer, a repairer, a fixer, and we had a marvelous time in the Lord today. We ate some pies, and we laughed, and we had a, a splendid time in the Lord on today. And I just thank and praise God to be breathing air. I thank God that on this side of the dirt, I thank God that I could smell my flowers. I thank and praise God because we can't take nothing for granted. Saints and on the line and those that are in Radio Land, we ought to always give God a praise, always give him a thank you, and let him know that we appreciate all that he does. And I appreciate God. He's opening doors not only in my life, but I appreciate him for what he's doing in ministry. I appreciate what he's doing in your life also. I am just as happy to see God move in other people's lives too, especially our prayer partners and people that we are associated with, as well as strangers, as well as you in Radio Land. If God has done something good for you, we are ecstatic and happy, and give him some praise and give him some honor and give him the glory for it. Don't you take no credit, or don't we take no credit, and don't I take no credit. It is by faith that he done it. So we just want to thank God for all that he does in our lives. He is truly worthy and greatly to be praised. Amen. Will there be another testimony of praise report on the goodness of the Lord, or even a prayer request? Amen. Well, we're going to keep moving right along on tonight. We thank God for the comments that we've heard. We thank God for truly being a great God all the time that he is. And we can never stop giving him enough praise and enough honor and glory for him and all the works that he do. He's a marvelous God. He does things decent and in order. So I thank and God, praise God for the praises that was in those that have spoke mouth tonight. Amen. But we're going to push forward on tonight. Won't be before you long. But I just want to come and say a few things from the Word of God. And those things, you know, amen, Father God, we thank you right now that you lead and guide, Father God, that I decrease, you increase, use me, Father God, accordingly. Have your way on this line tonight. Let the Holy Ghost go to and fro. I thank you on today. I thank you for another opportunity to speak to the people that and relay what thus say the Lord to your people tonight, God, and that someone will have an inkling to change their life tonight, and that someone will get a revelation of you tonight, Father God, an understanding. So bless those all that with ears to hear and eyes to see. So we thank and praise God. Truly, you are a wonderful God, and it is in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And so I was saying, saints of God, people of God on the radio, and listeners all around, you know, we go through things, we go through seasons in our lives, we go through time periods in our lives where it might not be so good. You know, all the time it's not good, amen, and all the time it's not bad, amen, but we go through times in our lives that and these are called seasons. God called them as seasons in our life. There's a season where we have, there's a season where we don't, there's a season in need, there's a season that we got plenty. There's seasons in our lives, a season that we got love in our lives with a husband or a wife, or we just met a husband or wife and go spend our life with. And there's a season that we also be without those. There's a season that our pockets are overrunning. There's a season in everything. There's a season that God speaks of out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And that is a season for everything. Verse 1, it says, the word of the Lord reads, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heavens, which is under the sun. There's nothing new to God under the sun. And he goes on in this text to say, a time to be born and a time to die. We go stop right there. there's a time to be born. Babies, you know, every day has a time designated to be born. There's a time frame where this baby must be birthed and delivered, you know, and that is a natural birth. But at times, you know, and we rejoice and, you know, we celebrate the birth of a child. We celebrate, you know, maybe you have a single or twins. We celebrate, you know, the birth of a child. We also celebrate the birth of a business. We celebrate the birth of being in the spirit. Sometimes we say we hear the scripture, we're pregnant in the spirit. So when you're pregnant in the spirit, there's a time to give birth. To be pregnant is to give birth sooner or later. And there's a time to be born. But when we're talking about the things of God, being born, let's concentrate on being born. We know the natural birth. We know all these things to be so for us to be born naturally by our parents. But let me tell you, people of God, that there's also a time to be born again, even though you've been birthed already. Amen. And in the book of Matthews, Nicodemus asked the Lord, how can a man enter to his mother's womb a second time in the old age? See, and then Jesus answered up, I say, verily, verily, except a man is born again in the spirit and by water, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And so, hallelujah, amen. So we're looking at, there's a time to be born, but when you come to Christ, you've been born again. When you give your life over to Christ, you have been considered to be born again. When you've been baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you have been born again. See, and it's time now, saints of God, Radio Land, for us to be born again. Those that are not born again need to be born again in Christ Jesus. Amen. We living in a world now where it's time to be reborn. Because the benefit of being reborn out in Radio Land, I say to you, the time to be reborn is to renew your life. Renew. Let your mind be born again in the things of God. Let your attitude be born again in the things of God. Let your walk, let your life be dedicated. And let's get rid of the old and put on the new. And so when you get rid of the old and put on the new, you have been born again. Amen. And to be born again is to have everlasting life with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. See, when we out in the world, we couldn't wrap our mind on what the Bible is saying about being born again. See, and to be born again is to walk in the newness of life. The Bible said, walk in the newness of life. Be ye transformed, made whole differently. See, when you drop that old life and put on the life of Christ, old things become new things. All things become new in Christ Jesus. And when old things are passed away and become new, amen, you become born again. You hear saints say, you hear, amen, you hear people say all the time that I've been born again, baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, that's what they mean. You cannot enter your mother's womb as a grown man or grown woman again, but you can enter to the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ, a new creature, because you won't get to heaven with the old man and the old woman. But when you be born again, then you take on the attributes of Christ. You take on Christ-minded. Your mind become renewed. Your mind become born again. Amen. I see I ain't going to make it through every one of these tonight. But amen and hallelujah. I thank you, though, that I've been born again. I thank the Lord that he gave me an opportunity to rebirth me. But I got birthed not out of my mother's canal, hallelujah, but I've been birthed through the washing of the blood. I've been dipped in the water. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. My mind has been reconstructed. I thank God for a new attitude. I thank God that old things have passed away. I thank God that new things have come forth. I thank God that I've been born again in the Spirit of God. Amen. And that's what we got to focus on, being born again in Christ. Some of us have been in Christ a while, but some of us have backslided. But let me tell you, people of God, that even though you might walk with God at one time in your life, radio land, guess what? God's door is always open for you to re-enter. God's arms is always stretched forth for you to re-enter. You don't have to stay where you're at. You don't have to be stuck into what you're stuck in. All you got to do is go to church and repent, or fall to your knees where you at and repent and ask God to renew your status in Him. Ask God to birth you again in Him. And you shall receive everlasting life. God's doors is never closed on you. You can make a decision to be born again. Those that need to come to Christ tonight, you can be rebirthed again with a new life. You can go get baptized and dipped in the water and come up a new creature. You can receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive power tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You can receive a new you tonight. And also down that scripture, we go move forward from being born again to also it says, and a time to die. Well, listen, to be born again, that is a time for the old man to die. Amen. That is a time for you to kill that old fleshly wants and come up new again. Also, we know that in the natural birth, surely if a man is born, surely a man is going to die. And when our babies or when a relative or a friend, our grown children pass away, we celebrate, but we celebrate in mourning. And the reason why we celebrate in mourning, but deep down, nobody wants to admit. See, these things come about when one loved one die, it comes about, it's in the back of your mind, it creeps in the back of your mind at this funeral, I wonder where they went to. I wonder, did they go to heaven or did they go to the other place? But see, if you was born again, you don't never die. You may be asleep. You may have a funeral. But see, when somebody so-called died, and they've been born again, they're not really dead. They just sleep according to what Jesus Christ say and the word. They sleepeth in Christ. You will awaken still born again and be ascended up there with the Lord. A person that's born again never dies. A person that liveth with Christ and in Christ through his natural life do not die. What they do is inherit eternal life. See? But if a person die in their sins, you will die again. And the time that you will die again is the day of the resurrection. You will die a second death. And this death will be to damnation, Radio Land. This death where you will be judged, you will be sent to the place accordingly that God did not design for you or I. Amen. He designed it for Satan and all his followers and his demons. But the Bible says that place have enlarged itself because people are refusing to be born again. People are refusing to adhere to what thus say the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now. Thank you right now, God. Thank you for everlasting life. Thank you for eternal life right now. Thank you for my claim, my address, my residence, my street, my house is claimed in heavenly places today. I'm no longer, if I die, I'm no longer worried about if I live again. The word tells me if I die, born again, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, I shall live again. Hallelujah. So in born again, and it's a time to be born and it's a time to die. You got to choose to be born again and live again, even if you die out of this natural, out of this world, but you're not dead, you're just sleepeth, waiting for the return of the Lord. But if you be born, surely you go die. But you don't want to die in the condition that you in now, because you're going to not die, only die in this life, you're going to die a second death. And the second death is the one that really counts. So let's make a decision, people of God, Radio Land, how we go be reborn, when we go be reborn, which is now. We need to be reborn today. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised the next second. Time is now to be reborn and live again. Amen. And we go move on to the next scripture. A time to plant and a time to pluck up. You know, you got to plant some seeds sometime. We plant seeds. We plant new grass in our lawns. We plant thoughts in people's head. We plant thoughts in our own head. We plant doubt in our head. We plant fear in our head. And see, when we're planting, we got to be careful what we're planting, because everything that we plant, everything that you plant go come up. When you plant new grass, it's going to come up. It got to come up. When you plant a seed, it's got to come up. When you water the seed, it's going to be nourished down there underneath the soil. And so at some time, God's going to add the increase to what you planted. And whether that be good ground or bad ground, it's going to be an increase of what we planted. And so what you planted is, one day you go pluck up. Are we going to pluck up the good ground? Are we going to turn over good ground when we pluck up? Are we going to pluck up these thoughts that we entered our head, these evil thoughts? And if you've been born again, you ain't going to have, you have planted good seed, good soil in your thoughts. You have planted water, you have watered good seed. And so when the pluck up time comes, it's going to show your fruit in what you planted. It's going to show you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's going to show what you planted. Your life will reflect up to what you planted, what you deposited in your soil. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So we got to be careful what we're planting, because what we're planting, surely people go see when it's time to pluck it up. And if we Christians, let's plant, we got to plant righteousness in us, because when it's plucked up, it's going to show how much righteousness we have planted. If we planted discord, it's going to show. At any given time, what we planted is going to show itself, whether we pluck it up or the Lord pluck it up, but what we planted is going to come up. Amen. And so we got to be careful what we're planting in our, to our children. We got to be careful what we're planting lies into ourselves. We got to be careful of what we're planting for our children to grow, we need to be depositing more Jesus in our kids today than ever before. And if more parents was planting Jesus in their kids, then the results would be less kids doing less violence. See? But when a kid grow up in a broken home, amen, they have not been planted proper seed into them. So the seed that was planted into them as growing up in a broken home with one parent, foster care, being abused, molested, whatever was planted in these kids, be it how to be a thief, a liar, a deceiver, whatever was planted into these children is going to be plucked up. It's going to pluck itself up. It's going to come out of you. So we got the Radio Land. Know what we planting into our children. Because the Bible says, the word says, there's a time to plant and there's a time to pluck up what was planted. So what was planted is going to be plucked up. It's going to show. It's going to manifest. There's going to be a harvest. But what kind of harvest are we going to pick? What kind of harvest are we going to see when it's plucked up? Amen. I'm going to move on. I'm not going to spend too much time on these topics. So we move down to which is planet. A time to kill and a time to heal. Listen, there's so much murder on the streets today. It's never a time to take a human being's life for nothing. It's never a time to have blood on your hand just for the sheer sport of it. A time to kill is in self-defense at times. Someone is trying to kill your family, your wife. That becomes a time to kill. That is a time to defend yourself. You only have one life. And it goes back to what God said in the beginning of this text. There's nothing new under the sun, under the heavens. Everything that we can think of, he has already thought it. There's a time to kill physically. There's a time to kill. You know, there's a time to kill old relationships. It's a time to kill them. You don't have to murder somebody. You don't have to kill somebody in self-defense. That's just not what kill means. You can kill old relationships. There's a time to kill old relationships. There's a time to sever old relationships. So if you sever in a relationship, you're killing it. You're walking away. See? There's a time for everything that's under the sun. But then there's a time to heal also. And I'm moving right along. If you kill an old relationship, over time, it will heal. And you may be able to restore a dead relationship. It may regenerate itself. See? But in the spirit realm, kill is a time when you make a choice to be born again and live again. See, if you die, you can live again. But there's a time that comes that when you be born again, you got to kill again. I say, like I said earlier, you got to kill the old you. You got to kill your flesh daily. How do I kill my flesh daily? Feed your spirit, man, more than you feed your flesh. When you get hungry, you go to the refrigerator, you go to KFC, you go to McDonald's, and you feed yourself. When you get spiritually weak, when thoughts start to enter your mind, you go to the Bible and feed yourself spiritually. That's how you kill your flesh daily. You put your flesh under subjection. You don't let your flesh talk to you. You talk to it. And when the more that you talk to it, the more it becomes dead. The more that it die off. the more that you resist the world, the more your flesh die off. You got to create yourself a hunger and thirst. And when you create your hunger and thirst for righteousness, then you kill the unrighteous. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how you kill your flesh. That's how you kill your thoughts. With the word of God, you pray and ask for deliverance. You pray for God to enter you and deliver you from the old you. Some of us need to be delivered from ourselves. Some of us need to kill that inner man, the inner thoughts. Some of us need to kill that desire for somebody else's wife. You got to kill. It comes a time you got to get rid of that. You got to kill the desire for somebody else's husband. You got to kill the desire for their next door neighbor's wife. You got to kill the desire for the next door neighbor's daughter. You got to kill the desires to hurt your kids, to want to hurt your and then most of all, we got to kill, some people got to kill the desire to harm their own self, to kill their own self. And that's suicide. It comes a time to kill. It's just what you're going to kill. See? But there's a time for healing. Also, there's a time to regenerate relationships. There's a time, if you wanted to harm yourself and you tried to harm yourself, there's a time and a place and a prayer that can heal you. There's a time for healing in all things. Time heals all hurt. Over time, wounds become closed. And if you turn to Jesus Christ, he can heal you. He can turn you around. He can heal your thoughts. He can heal your mind. He can heal your evil thoughts. He can heal your broken heart over time. There's a time to heal. There's a time to heal if you lost a child. There's a time. It's called grieving. Over time, if you lost your mother, if you lost your father, if you lost a relative, over time, you are healing. Over time, there's a time to be healing. I'm going to move forward. Ain't got much time. It's a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Listen, you know, parents, you break down your kid. You know, wives break down their husbands, and they break them down with negative. You tell your kid that you ain't gonna be nothing in life. You tell your kid that you're going to be just like your father, a drunk. You tell your kid you don't encourage your kid in sports, or you ain't no good, or you sitting the bench. How many NBA players right now were sitting the bench in their early years in sports? Everybody's not an immediate standout. See, parents is your first role model. You look up to your parents for everything, advice, nourishment, food, a roof over your head, so on and so on, allowance. That's your first hero, is your parents. But parents nowadays are breaking down. Wives is breaking down husbands today because they don't have a job. You know, but they lifted up the ones that don't work, but able-bodied to work. See, they building them up. The scripture also says it's a time to build up. They building up the wrong thing, though. See, how do we build up our children? We encourage our children to be the best that they can be. We encourage our children by sitting there attending them with the homework. We encourage our children by talking good things about their absent father, how good he was. Tell your children how good he was. You know, we tear down, we break down, and we do it. But sometimes breaking down people is not always a bad thing, because people consist of doing bad things. We got church folks. We got so-called saints that continuously break down the body of Christ, continuously break down the word of God. But not, and they don't break down the word because they know it and they're trying to teach us something. It's how they live in breaking down the word of God. But guess what? You can't break down the word of God. The word of God will break you down before it breaks down. But how do we build them up? There's a time to tear folks down. Sometimes you got to tear folks down because they've been tearing people down too long. And then when they get a revelation and understanding, when they come to terms that I've been doing X, Y, and Z too long, when I've been tearing down people, when I've been tearing down the morale of people, when I've been tearing down the spirituality of people, when I've been leading folks the wrong way, when they finally get a revelation and the Spirit finally opened their eyes, they let the Spirit open their eyes, then there's a time to build them back up to once where they were before. It might have been a great pastor that went astray. Let's build him up. He may have been an excellent preacher, but the pressures of life got to him or her. We have to take time in building him back up. You don't kick nobody when they down. A lot of us is kicking folks while they down. If that's the case, Jesus don't kick us when we're down. He lift us up. He build us up. He give us strength. He give us courage. He holds our head high. When we're down, when we feeling like nothing to ourselves, God never kick us when we down. And if you read the word of God, Radio Land, it will build you up. It will build your family back up. It will build your morale back up. Spent too much time on that one. I'm going to move right along. Amen. The devil is a lie at this time. The Bible also says there's a time to, okay, here we go. Here we go. Time to heal, bear with me. Time to break down, time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to be weeping. You know, we weep, we get our feelings hurt, we cry. You know, somebody talk about us, we weep. Somebody say something that ain't right, we weep. We weep when for other people. If we got any compassion in us, we weep for other folks. We feel for other folks. If you got any compassion in you, we weep when we see what they did on the cross to Jesus. We weep. Well, I do, because that's our Savior out there. We weep because bills be too high. We weep because it looks like no end in sight. We weep because it seems like nobody's listening. We weep because we ain't got nobody to talk to. We weep over the issues of life. See? But the Lord weep, Jesus wept. They weeped in the Bible. But the word of God says weeping will endure for the night. Joy will come in the morning. Now, that don't necessarily mean you go to bed at 12 o'clock at night and it's going to be all good in the morning, but it can happen that way. Because you could be on the, you could be riding the bus one day and the next day driving a Mercedes. Yes, you can. You could go from homeless one day to a house the next day. Yes, you can. You can be broke one second, but the next second you can be paid. You can be nice in your life the next. You cannot have a job 1 minute. In actuality, it do happen like that in every instant. You can go to a job not having a job, but when you come out of there, you got a job. We weep because we don't have a job. We weep because anything that put us in distress, we weep. But joy will come in the morning. Now, morning can mean 2 weeks later, a week later, a month later, and even a couple years later. But the Lord said, joy will come. See? And then, weeping is not a bad thing all the time. Weeping is cleansing of the heart. Weeping is cleansing of the soul. Weeping is part of deliverance. Weeping. Crying. Crying out to the Lord. Cry out. The Lord say, cry loud, spare not. It don't mean, cry just don't mean weeping, neither crying. Cry means speak loud. Talk loud. Confess loud. But we talking about weeping, tears out your eyes. Cry out to the Lord. Get on your face and cry out. Because he say joy will come in the morning. This text read, it's a time for weeping and it's a time for laughter. Just as sure as you weep, you go laugh. Just as sure, because joy go come. And you go laugh about what you were weeping over. You go look back over your life when you was weeping. And you go laugh at you. First of all, you go laugh at the devil. You thought you had me. You thought that I was going to sink. You thought that I was going to crack. You thought you had me. But look at you. I'm laughing at you. Why? Because the Lord came and brought joy. He brought peace. He wiped my eyes. He wiped every tear from my eyes. The Bible says it. He will wipe the tears from your eyes. We just got to stand and believe and know that he is God. Know that he will move on our behalf. Know that if you got faith, you're going to laugh. Knowing that if you got trust in God, you're going to laugh. You fear not. Fear make you cry. Fear make you weep. Distrust make you weep. No faith make you weep. There's a time for weeping. But if you in the Lord, there's no time for unfaithful, untrustworthy, fear, laced with fear. That's not the time to be weeping. You ever heard the phrase, these are tears of joy. We got to be weeping for joy. Because God will go bring us joy. He gonna deliver joy unto us. There's a time for joy. There's a time to laugh. Let's not stay weeping, because weeping causes you to feel sorry for yourself, throwing pity parties. But our weeping should be knowing with the full assurance that the Lord go bring us through. And that's the time to laugh, when you realize that. Amen. Lastly, but not least, there's a time to love and a time to hate. Listen, we ought to love one another. Saints, we ought to love those who hate us. Saints, we ought to love what God would thus say the Lord. We ought to love the word of God more than we do. We ought to show love to our neighbor. God requires us to show love. Just because you get out there and give out food or clothes off your back or whatever, if you don't have love, you like a tingling cymbal, a brass tingling cymbal, nothing. That's empty. If there's a time to love. It's a time to show love. When somebody's weeping, when somebody's mourning, when somebody be born again, when somebody die, we still supposed to show love. Especially to the saints, especially to the ones that's lovers of God, especially those that love God, love the things of God. We supposed to be love. We supposed to walk in love. And we also can correct people in love. We also can whoop our kids in love. We also can defend ourselves in love. Somebody trying to kill you, you don't want to kill them, but you want to stop them from hurting you because you love them. See, love covers a multitude of sins and faults. I had to learn myself. All we can do is look at the person all the time. But God say, love them. Look at the situation. It's not them, it's the devil that make them do what they do. It's the spirit behind it that make people do what they do. It's the spirit behind them that causes them not to love you. But if you got the spirit of God in you, you've been born again, you can love this person even when they hating you. The only thing that I'm going to speak on hate about is that we're supposed to hate everything and anything that God hates. And hate means disgusting and bring forth hatred. Anything that God discusses and bring forth hatred, we as people and children of God are supposed to hate. We're not supposed to hate the one that broke in our house. We're not supposed to hate the one that stole our wife or husband. We're not supposed to hate the one that even killed our kid. We're not supposed to hate them. But yet we're supposed to love them. That is a time to show your love in those type of moments. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, glory be to God. It's hard. It's hard. I testified today. Me and my wife went through a crisis with somebody. And I wasn't worried about me. I was worried about her. I felt they disrespected my wife. And I was going to do something about it. And the more I thought about it, the more angrier I got. And that anger turned to madness. And that madness almost turned to hatred. That would have propelled me to react. But see, it's the love of Christ that's in me. It's the love that I have for God's word. It's the love that I believed his word when he said, if I just sit still, he will fight my battles. It's the love that I leaned on that Christ would do what he said he did. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. He mean that when he say that. He showed up in my situation. I ain't got to worry about this individual never again. And it wasn't long. It was the next day. God showed up. Because I had the love of Christ. Instead of hating, it was a time to love. On God and his word. And I even prayed for the individual. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So in my closing, there's a time and a season for everything. To be born in this world, but to be reborn in the Christ. There's a time to laugh, and there's a time for weeping. There's a time for weeping, and there's a time for laughter. There's a time to kill, and there's a time for healing to occur. And there's a time for love and hate. It's a thin line between love and hate. There's a time for everything under the sun. I just ain't got time to get into the rest of them. To be continued in this word. Saints of God, let's love more than we hate. Saints of God that ain't filled with the Holy Ghost, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Radio Land, there's a time for love and hate. Think about your life. Think about your soul. Think about how Christ said he said he will repay. He said, vengeance is mine. We just stand still and see God move. He may not move and pay back when we want to right away. Then he can do it because he showed up the next day for us. But we got to trust him and believe that he is what he is and what he say he is. Be born again into things of Christ. Put away the old man, the old woman, and be ye born again. Amen. I'm done. Pray my strength in the Lord. Elder Prevost, it is now in your hands. The line is open for any testimonies or comments on the word tonight. The line is now open for anyone to have any comments, questions. Well, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I apologize about that. Praise God. Every time I get ready to come off mute, praise God, my system kind of gets a little shaky. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God, hallelujah, for Pastor Ray and the Fellowship of Unity on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a powerful word. Hallelujah. It's a time for everything. Praise God. Under the sun. Hallelujah. As he was giving the word, I was reminded, I used to hear that song as a kid in like a bunch of movies and stuff. It's a time for this, a time for that. And never knew that that was in the word of God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for Pastor Ray and the Fellowship of Unity on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for Minister Ray on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, you can catch him every morning. Hallelujah. The Fellowship of Unity prayer call, Monday through Thursday. It's at 6:30. Hallelujah. Amen. That's California time. That's West Coast time. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's at 8:30 Central Time, and that's 9:30 on the East Coast. Praise God. And then, praise God, on Fridays, he opens up 30 minutes earlier. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's every day. Praise God. And that number is 774, hallelujah, 220-4000. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might want to write that number down. Hallelujah. And because the access code, there's an access code. It's 486. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, 486-7473. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once you type that access code in, you will be connected, hallelujah, into the live prayer calls every single morning. Praise God, hallelujah. And every single morning, there's a powerful word from God being given on the line. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. If I'm not mistaken, one of the women of LA this morning, Evangelist Brown, I believe, amen. I believe that was her this morning.
Pastor Shockey.
That was Pastor Shockey. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But she brought a powerful word on holiness on this morning. Praise God, hallelujah. And if you missed it, praise God, hallelujah, you can also catch it in the archives in the next 24 hours. Praise God, under the CARE Broadcast Radio Network. Praise God, hallelujah. We'll be in the archives on the Fellowship of Unity. Praise God, hallelujah. Episode number 54, hallelujah. So make sure, amen, you go back through the archives. Praise God. Everybody that's on the line that's connected with us, praise God. When you receive those texts, praise God, with those links, feel free, hallelujah. Don't just click on it and listen to it for yourself. Praise God. Feel free to share, hallelujah, amen, that link. Praise God, hallelujah. That's the link, amen, that's going to send you directly to the rebroadcast of what you just heard. tonight, praise God, hallelujah. So if you missed anything, praise God, go ahead and click on that link that's about to be sent out, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and you will be able to hear the rebroadcast of tonight's message, praise God, on tonight. Also, right now, at this very moment, praise God, I believe, amen, True Bible Church is going forth on their prayer line also under the leadership of Pastor BJ. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. That's the same number, 774-220, praise God, 4000, but the access code is 01191978. Praise God. Hallelujah. 01191978. That's going forth at this very moment, and that's Monday through Thursday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. 7:30 California time, 8:30 Midwest time, 9:30 Central time, and 10:30. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Eastern time. Praise God on tonight. Amen. That's every night, p.m. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, at this very moment, praise God, that is going forth. Praise God. And you can be a part of that also. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, praise God, amen, you can also look at that rebroadcast, praise God, when that link is being sent out, praise God, and feel free to share that link, praise God, so because we want the word of God. Don't just say it because, hallelujah, amen, you want, you know what I'm saying, praise God, for personal reasons, amen, share it so people can hear the true and unadulterated word of God, praise God, on tonight. Hallelujah. And we enjoyed that word tonight from Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Amen. The leader of Fellowship of Unity. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning for that word. They got a theme about what is holiness to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So make sure you tune in to that. Praise God. Call in. Amen. On your way to work or do you know, praise God, just chime in and just hear what's going on. Hear the word. Praise God. Amen. And get a boost of that word every morning. Praise God. Use the word like you use food. Hallelujah. You love to eat. Hallelujah. And you don't want to die, malnutrition. Praise God. So love the word and love to hear the word so you won't spiritually die. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for Pastor Ray on tonight, Fellowship of Unity Prayer Call. We thank God for everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio that's listening to this live, or you're listening to the recording. We thank God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Actually, we thank God for our listeners that listen to the recorded. Hallelujah. Praise God, because we got more of y'all than we have live. Praise God. We thank God for y'all on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody that has supported CARE Radio Broadcast Network, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. And if you wanted to sow a seed into the ministry, praise God. Hallelujah. All you got to do, hallelujah, is go to our link at paypal.me/theanointedtruth. Or you can send checks or money orders to CARE Incorporated, P.O. Box 183483, Arlington, Texas, 76096. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you, praise God, sow into a particular ministry that is heard on CARE Radio Network, praise God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is put the notation in the check or money order, in the notation box. Praise God. And there's also a notation on the PayPal account. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where you can just write, like, for instance, tonight, amen, Fellowship of Unity, Pastor Ray. Just put Pastor Ray. It's for Pastor Ray. Praise God. Hallelujah. On the check